Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is podcast number 10 already. Yay! Yay! I am here today with Christina Sergun Powers. And you are, just tell them really short, what is it that you do?
Kundalini yoga teacher.
Perfect. And then we also have Tina Thornton. And Tina, what is it that you do?
I am a holistic health coach.
Okay, perfect. And Sabine Isayan, and what is it that you do?
I'm an integrative nutrition coach.
Perfect. And I am Sonia Sophie, and I am a life coach and personal trainer sometimes. And today we are talking about passion. So stay tuned. 20 minutes of great and awesome talk about passion. What could be more passionate than that? So, ladies, I'm going to open it up to you. The passion is the sixth principle of letting your excuses be gone. How do you feel that passion helps us let go of our excuses?
Quiet. We're all thinking.
We're contemplating.
Okay, so I'll start. When passion is present, when you're passionate about something, there's this inner force that comes through and guides you. You get in action automatically. The right people show up, the right circumstances show up. That has been my experience. And their excuses disappear, really. Mm-hmm. The excuses of I don't have enough energy, I don't have enough money, I'm not old enough, I'm not young enough, all those excuses disappear because you're just being pulled by that energy that comes from inside you.
Yeah, and that just reminds me of being in a classroom with full of students, you know, teenage students, and you've given them assignment and they have no passion about it whatsoever. They have every excuse why they can't get started. They have every excuse why they forgot it when it was time to turn it in, or they didn't prepare, or can I have more time, or I just don't get it. But when you give them something, and it may be completely different, completely new, but you've connected to what their real passion is, there is nothing they won't do. They will work. You'll try to say, please go to sleep. Please get some rest tonight. You'll hear, I was working all night on this. They can't wait to come and show you. They are driven beyond any excuse that, you know, they can come up with.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing I like about the passion piece is that we don't, there's no mind. There's no way that we have to go. It literally goes right from the heart to the center of us and out in our expression. We don't start with the heart and the centeredness and then go from the head and then try to have that come out. The passion is just purely connected, whether that's our purpose, whether that's a beloved, someone that we're expressing time and energy and sharing with. But I love that we're just completely identified with getting out of our heads and moving through our hearts with it.
Perfect, because in the head is where we make up our excuses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's in the head. It's in the ego mind. That's where the excuses are being made. So there's a quote that is in Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, Excuses Be Gone, under the sixth principle, passion. It's, when a man is willing and eager, God joins in. And that's by Aeschylus. And this is what Tina just said. This God joins in piece where we're out of the head and we're working straight from the heart, from the gut, and it comes straight out. And there's not that middleman that tells us whether we can do it or we can't, or it's too this or too that, and or not enough of this, not enough of that. And we just do it. So when we think about what we are passionate about, and connect to that for a second, then, you know, maybe some of the listeners want to know, where do I pull that passion from? Or maybe they don't know what they're passionate about, or maybe they feel they don't have time for doing what they're passionate about. What kind of, what would you give them as an advice if someone is kind of struggling with that and says, right now my life doesn't feel passion at all. There seems to be no passion in my life whatsoever.
It's when you, and Dr. Wayne Dyer in other moments, is called it the bliss. You have to find your bliss. You have to find your passion, your heart song, because that, it, and I would say that's what gives you the wings to fly without wings. Your heart soars, and you have endless energy, you have the limitless capabilities to do what you're called to do.
Yes.
And to the whole passion piece too, the only reason we experience or we feel like we don't have passion is because we've just become disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were doing experiments with rats too, and you know, and even working with a drug concoction and trying to relate that to human beings. But when you have an isolated cage and when you have, you know, a stressful experience, and then you've got, you know, you've got the drug mixture, the rats would go for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you had an environment where, you know, you had that mixture that would normally elicit a certain response, you have that in the cage, but you have an environment where the rats are engaged with other rats. It's a beautiful environment. They're running, they're playing, they're having sex, they're connecting with their environment. They don't even go. They don't even go for that drug concoction.
So passion and following your dream, following your bliss, doing the things you want to do from the heart is the perfect anti-drug to all those things that we go to when we don't have that in our lives, which for some is food, for others it may be alcohol, for others it may be some other form of drug or addiction.
Yeah, and look at the standard American life. There are so many non-prescription drugs out there to get people through their day to do what is not their heart song, to do what is not their passion.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the drug to go to sleep. You've got the drug to get up. You've got the drug for the antacid. You've got, you know, and then there are the prescriptions.
Stay up all night and work longer.
You know, the power Super Bolt drinks. I don't know what they're called, but I know they're out there.
Yeah.
To stay up all night and work longer and to get up. And even though you're sick, you've got drugs to make your body feel like you're not sick, to do what you have to do, but you have no passion to do it. When you have the passion, you're already generating that self-healing quality.
Mm-hmm.
Your immune system is automatically boosted. And so just like the rats, you don't need the drug. You are able to go beyond whatever prescription drug is out there, whatever pharmaceutical drug is out there, whatever non-prescription, you can go beyond that capacity and shoot past it.
And that is how athletes, a lot of times, if they get injured during a competition or during a game, depending on what type of sport, that's how athletes can go and finish the game or finish the competition with a broken hip, with, you know, things where other people would be in the hospital already, and they just finish because they have passion for their game. And so now if you imagine, if you can, number one, have the courage to go for your passion, because it's not always convenient. It's not always what your parents, your sisters, your family, your coworkers want. Sometimes you have to go against basically what everybody else tells you to do or tells you they want for you. So you need to have the courage first. But when you find the courage to go for your passion and then you do, then there's nothing that can stop you.
Can I share this one little?
Sure.
So 3 years ago, and you all know this story, I was a high school administrator and very, very good at my job, very passionate about education, but I was doing a job that my head said I needed to do. And I, you know, gave it 100% plus, but my body tore down, destroyed. So then I had said to myself, even 10 years prior to that, if I could teach Kundalini yoga all day long, that is my passion, that is what I want to do in every capacity possible, in every way possible. Well, the opportunity presented itself and I had the choice to go this way or that way. And with courage, with some fear in there, I stepped over and left that other life that I had built, you know, over 15 years and moved into the life I've had now for the last 3 years. And I couldn't have feel more blissed out every single day. And
that's
my body
perfect.
Healed. My body is so much stronger, healthier than it has been in the last 10 years.
And not because you're doing Kundalini, but because you're following your
passion.
Because
I'm following my bliss, because I was doing Kundalini for 17 years, and I was at a certain level, but there was a point when my body broke down because of the stress. Even though I was eating well, even though I was doing my yoga, the stress was killing me.
So that brings me, I wanted to share with the audience of how, people who are thinking, how do I find my passion? Most people are so numb to it because they've been in this rat race, right? Once someone told me, what's one thing that you would love to do no matter what, and even if you didn't get paid, you would do it? So I used to be an elementary school teacher, and I realized I didn't want to go back. When I did it, I loved it. So when I asked that question to myself, what is it that I absolutely love doing, and I do it anyway, and no one pays me, is food and healing, empowering people. That's what I did anyway with my friends, with my kids, anybody I could see and find. So that became clear to me. That's when I started following my own passion. So our passion is inside our bodies. I mean, our is inside our souls. We just need to start listening and watching.
And again, we have to realize that a lot of times that passion, we don't recognize it as such, because we take it and we do two things. Number one, we say, well, this comes easy to me, so it must be coming easy to everyone else. So therefore, I cannot sell it to the world. And everybody knows this already. So why am I teaching this? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I'm really funny, but other people are funny too. Or, you know, I'm really good at sewing, but people like to go to the store and buy clothes there. So what we do oftentimes is that passion, because of the society that we've built with all the systems and the competition and all of that built in, and everything has to be a certain way, we look at our passion often and say, I can't do anything with that. So I have to go out and do a job that I'm not passionate about. Yeah. And that's how our passions get buried. So if you're someone who feels as if you don't have one, you have one, at least one, minimum. It's just been buried under the daily grind, and you have not been able to look at it and recognize it for what it is. Because again, it takes a lot of courage, and oftentimes we are in so much fear yet still to go for the passion, because again, it might not be convenient for a while, right? And so Christina, you had to, you know, do certain things differently, and you didn't know what the outcome was, but you had to go through it. And without fear, there cannot be courage. So having fear is okay. Mm-hmm. Just cultivate that courage to do that thing that you always have been doing. And for me, it's also been talking with people. Mm-hmm. Really getting into what makes people tick, how do they live, and how can I help them level themselves up, how can I help inspire them. And to me, there's nothing else worth doing during the day other than really inspiring people to eat better, to work out, to have better relationships and so. Mm-hmm. But at some point, that was, oh, well, everybody does that, so how could you make money with that?
But you do it differently than everybody else. So that's the key, is a lot of people might have the same passion, but each one is so unique and they bring something very special.
Absolutely.
And once you get that, then you can put yourself out there. In the meantime, you'll always stop yourself. You'll always find an excuse why you shouldn't be out there in the world making a difference with your passion.
We almost view passion as frivolous because of how our society, well, in America particularly, there's so much stress that we do put aside our passions, and it's neat. I remember hearing an interview about, there was a healer, and he talked about how throughout life, no matter what he did, the work that he was doing, didn't matter how good he was at it, an enormous amount of struggle. He just didn't seem to have the financial flow in his life. And he said, as soon as he set all that work aside, he had a natural ability to heal people. As soon as he set that aside and he was healing, he never, ever had to be concerned about money, flow, anything coming in. Money was absolutely not an issue as soon as he allowed himself to connect with his passion. And it may be even, you know, that we pull away. I don't know if you can necessarily sit in a room and kind of sort these things out, but if we can pop out into nature, if we can just let ourselves go for a walk, if we can just connect with the effortlessness of the interaction of the critters and the animals and the patterns and the butterflies and all of that, and just get into how they effortlessly follow their bliss. And just, you know, we may, if we can retrain by connecting with nature and bringing ourselves out there, that's another access point.
And I think you were hitting on exactly on what I wanted to continue piggybacking on what you said. It's what Sonia Sophie introduced in her workshop with the nine environments. And nature is one of them. And I think that each one of those wheels, it feels like we can connect to our bliss. And I'm sensing the mimetic, the center. If you have no clue, you're like, how do I find my bliss? You get those messages coming in through the books that you read, through the people that you value, mm-hmm. listening to them, listening and hearing, you know, whatever it is that you connect with. And suddenly you'll go, ah, reminding, it'll be a reminder. There's a bliss there. There's a bliss probably from, you know, childhood, or a bliss maybe possibly from a past lifetime. And there will be a reminder and there will be a message in it.
And that's why it's so important to be aware of the people you hang out with, the people that you listen to, and the TV shows, radio shows, or whatever that you might be still listening to, and maybe not much longer. The books that you read, if you feel stuck and you feel like, something needs to change in my life, you must change things in your life. So one change you could make is begin reading different books, start talking to different people, and maybe just exploring again different areas. Oh, I used to like to draw as a child. I used to like to, you know, cook as a child. I used to like to bake cookies as a child. And just kind of go there and say, well, I'm going to spend an afternoon doing some of this or some of that. I used to play an instrument. And just get those juices flowing and kind of shift away that daily grind, like layer by layer by layer, so that you can get to the bottom of, wow, this is the thing that I'm really connecting with. And you can connect to it, and you might not have tried it yet even. So you might just want to go out and try a dance class that you've never tried before or something to find that, like, wow, ooh, I really like dancing. I never knew that. And really what we want you to do is love your life now, which means you must live your life now, which means you go and you do things and you always look for passion. And when you see other people who follow their passion, you start hanging around them for a little while and see how they do it and what they do. And you take some of their energy and then you go and you continue looking for your own.
I had a thought to add in there. And, you know, just, you know, I was saying that I switched careers completely. And I'm not saying that that is the way to do it. That is what spoke to me. And that's the way in which I did it. But there's still a blending. Education is my passion. And somehow I know it'll come. And I do it today. But when we find our bliss, let's say you're not going to be the superstar singer or songwriter or dancer. But those are pieces that are passionate to you. So it brings the passion into what you're doing. You may have this career and you may at one point have had passion for it, and suddenly that has all but disappeared, and it's the daily grind and it's causing the stress in your life. But when you have these other pieces in your life that are giving you and filling you and filling you with passion, you bring a new passion into what you do, because you can find and bring that passion to whatever it is you do, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a teacher, mm-hmm. a doctor, a lawyer, a mm-hmm. healer.
Yeah. And I wanted to follow up from Sonia Sophie, what you were saying. One of my clients just recently sent me a quote. It was perfect. It says, if you change nothing, then nothing will change. Mm. That's why we need to take action and change. Just any small step. And also the quote from Wayne Dyer regarding, you know, he does talk about getting in nature and connecting. Also, when you are around people who believe in you, they will encourage you and they will guide you. And the opposite is also true. So he says, you don't need to share your inner steering with anyone you feel might rain on your parade. Rather, make a promise to yourself that you'll pay attention to your passion, that you'll do at least one small thing daily to make it your reality.
That's perfect. And with that, ladies, we are almost out of time. And one thing then, since we've been talking about change and doing nothing or doing one small thing, if you haven't yet, you might want to go out and get this book. It's called Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer and start reading it, because we've spent the last 6 weeks talking about just a tiny part of the book, just going over the seven principles. And there's a lot more to the book. And next week, the seventh principle is compassion. Mm. Mm. So we have started with awareness, alignment, the now, contemplation, then we had willingness, now we had passion, and to finish up, to make sure that you get to have an excuse-free life, we're going to throw in some compassion next week. So make sure you're back. Does anyone have anything to announce this week?
Well, we have the upcoming workshop April 4th. This is the conscious being, eating, and whole healing. Tina, do you want to say anything about that? It's the three of us together, Tina, Sabine, and myself.
Yeah. And it's around the idea of loving yourself. So that is what we're coming together to do, integrating the different ways that we can do that, our relationship with food, our relationship with our body, and our relationship to healing.
And it's going to be an amazing experience being here for 3 hours. That's going to energize you for the rest of the spring, I think. And you're going to go away with amazing recipes and a handout and, you know, lots of giveaways.
So we have, it's here at Yoga for Balance. That's April 4th. It's from 1 to 4:30 p.m. You can go to yogaforbalance.org. That's my website, and you can connect with registering online. There are also a few videos if you're interested to know what Tina, Sabine, and I look like and how we teach. There's a few videos that you can take a look at, and we'll give you a hint of what you'll be experiencing when you come to the workshop.
Okay, so everybody have an awesome week. Find, follow, dig out your passion. Do some small thing daily to make your passion come to life again if it's been kind of under the rug. Mm-hmm. And if you're already passionate about your life and about what you're doing, share that with someone else. Mm-hmm. Yes, inspire somebody, okay? And we will see you again next week. This was Love Your Life Now. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.